tomorrow.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Now when the Pharisees and some of the scribes who had come from Jerusalem gathered around Jesus, they noticed that some of his disciples were eating with defiled hands, that is, without washing them. For the Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they thoroughly wash their hands, thus observing the traditions of the elders. And they do not eat anything from the market unless they wash it. And there are also many other traditions that they observe, the washing of cups, pots, and bronze kettles. So the Pharisees and the scribes asked him, "Why do your disciples not live according to the traditions of the elders, but eat with defiled hands?" He said to them, "Isaiah prophesies rightly about you, hypocrites, as it is written, 'This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far away from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching humans' precepts as doctrines. You abandon the commandment of God and hold to human tradition.'" Then he called the crowd again and said to them, "Listen to me, all of you, and understand. There is nothing outside a person that by going in can defile. But the things that come out are what defile. For it is from within, from the human heart, that evil intentions come: fornication, theft, murder, adultery, offense, wickedness, deceit, licentiousness, envy, slander, pride, folly. All these evil things come from within, and they defile a person." The Gospel of our Lord and Savior.
Praise to you, O Christ.
One of the truisms of life is that you can't judge a book by its cover. Most of us are very good at making assumptions, and I know I'm guilty of that. Often people make assumptions about me without getting to know me. I'm an extrovert. Sorry, all you introverts, but I am. I'm fairly loud, and I'm pretty outspoken, and if I don't say what I'm thinking, you can pretty much read what I'm thinking on my face. So people make assumptions about me from my actions. How often have you made assumptions from how someone dresses or by what group of people they travel with? Think about the bikers with their tattoos and big, noisy bikes. We've been raised to think of them as dangerous people, to be avoided with their leather clothes, beards, and attitudes. When my kids were little, Casey had a motorcycle rally. We would take the kids in to check out the bikes. Each and every one of those bikers were delighted to show off their bikes. They never used foul language and would visit with my kids. They always cleaned up their trash, and it was the best event in our little town at the time. When my Marine son died from suicide, the Patriot Guard Biker Club came and surrounded the entire crowd of people there, each biker holding an American flag, guiding our perimeter, watching over us, never asking for anything, just there to honor a serviceman's life. I have seen them escorting veterans' bodies to their final resting place. These tough, rough-looking men and women, who to me are just great big teddy bears. Whenever I see a biker, I wave because they comforted me, and I respect them for that. And I've lost my place. Oh, dear. But if you saw them as a group, maybe at a bar, you would make an assumption about these people, and they aren't good. One man tells a story about working at a club on a weekend and of the biggest motorcycle gathering of the year in his town. When the roaring machines pulled up outside, the patrons of the club turned their eyes towards the door, and conversation turned into an uneasy whispering. A group of the tough-looking bikers came into the club. He says one of them walked up to him and asked him where the phone was. He pointed it out, and the silence in the room let everyone overhear what the biker said into the receiver. "Hi, Mom," the biker said. "Just want to let you know, I'll be home late tonight." If we could just look beyond the outer appearance and see every stranger as someone's son, someone's daughter, what a difference it would make. A beloved child of God. Jesus has a busy time of it. He's been teaching, and people flock to listen and learn. He's fed them, and he's healed them. And Jesus draws a crowd, and even the Pharisees want to know, who is this Jesus? And it doesn't take them long to start nitpicking. Whether it's from fear that he might just be someone, or that this could be the Messiah. Someone who is going to rock their boat. After all, he can't be a good Jew, nor can his disciples. They're breaking the rules. They're rules that make the difference from all other tribes. The laws that keep them pure, clean, and religious. Religious rituals that shows that they are fit and they're holy and they are devoted to God. Historians tell us that once there was a politician who had God on his lips. Indeed, he made free use of religious language. He talked about the blessings of the Almighty and how Christian principles would become pillars of his new government. He handed out pious stories to the press, especially to the church papers. He showed them his tattered, worn Bible and declared that he drew his strength from the great work, from the Holy Book. Scores of pious people welcomed him as a man sent from God. Who do you think this person was? His name was Adolf Hitler, a master of outward religiosity, but no inward reality. Jesus goes right to the heart of that matter and calls them out. It isn't what you do or say or what traditions you keep. It's what's here in your heart. Your actions can be of love doing the work of Jesus. Will Campbell was a Baptist pastor and civil rights activist who passed away in 2013. Campbell was known for his love for the poor and put his faith into action, even when it required great sacrifice. One Sunday, he was preaching at Duke University Chapel. An ice storm had blanketed the area the previous night, but plenty of people showed up to hear the prominent pastor and theologian speak. But instead of an inspiring and learned sermon, Campbell simply said, "We had an ice storm last night. Lots of trees down. Lots of poor people in this town. Electricity is off. They have no heat. I got my pickup truck outside on my chainsaw and my wood axe. I'm going out to cut some firewood from these trees to help these poor people. Who's going with me?" And then he stepped down from the pulpit and walked out the back doors of the church. He left a bunch of mystified people sitting in the pews. Did anyone follow him down that aisle? No, so he didn't tell me. But Will Campbell didn't just honor God with his lips, he honored God with his life. He preached with action. He loved his neighbor. Jesus will call us on our hypocrisy. Just when you get comfortable with your little faith, with your faith, your church, your traditions, Jesus will rock your boat, throw you into the water, take away your little floaties, and call you to do more. This Jesus who loves us and wants us for his own. This Jesus who is not afraid to call us out and ask us to change. This Jesus who tells us not to make assumptions from outside appearances. It's what's from coming from inside the heart that matters. When a person looks at you, do they see the heart of Jesus working within you? Jesus doesn't ask you to attend church or to play by the traditions. He asks you to love God with all your heart and mind and soul, and to love your neighbor as God and Jesus love you. Amen.
Amen.
Please turn to your hymnals, 512.
Made children and heirs of God's promise, we pray for the church, the world, and all in need. We pray for the church, that it is a safe haven for all who seek your presence. Fill all of our churches with pastors, deacons, and leaders who echo your expansive and generous welcome. Lord, in your mercy, we pray for the whole of creation. Lord, we especially ask that you would grant rain and moisture to all of the areas in the West that continue to be dry and plagued with fires. Grant that that moisture and that rain would enliven plants, feed animals, give them habitat and resources to thrive and to flourish. Inspire us to protect threatened habitats and ensure a sustainable future for generations to come. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
We pray for individuals in positions of authority. Raise up wise and discerning leaders in federal, state, and local governments, and guide them to seek the benefit of every person. Lord, in your mercy. Father God, we give you thanks and praise for the joy that you've given Linda with the arrival of her sons, Joel and Todd. May their time as a family together be blessed with your love, filled with love for one another. Lord, in your mercy. Father, we pray for all who are in need. We pray for your healing hand and your spirit of comfort and peace to be upon Greg and Ord, Pastor Ken, Mama Pat, and all those in need of your touch. We pray for all those who travel in these days, that safety in these uncertain times would be with them. Father, we lift up all of those first responders and military personnel who find themselves daily in harm's way. We lift up the families of those who have died recently in Afghanistan. Bring comfort, peace, your spirit to them. Lord, in your mercy. Lord God, we pray for the unemployed, the underemployed, for those experiencing poverty. We pray for our employers who still look for employees. Bring food, shelter, clothes, and stability for their daily lives. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we pray for this congregation, and for our partner congregation, Union Congregational. We pray especially for those who began a new school this year in Buffalo, and those around the state, nation, starting school in person and or virtual. Empower teachers and school administrators with your love. Guide students in their learning and development. Accompany parents, foster parents, guardians, and caregivers who provide encouragement and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord, we give thanks for the faithful departed. We give thanks for those who have gone before us, who showed us how to honor God within our heart. Inspire us by their example and renew our faith, trusting that we will be united with them in glory. Lord, in your mercy. Receive these prayers spoken and those on our hearts, O God, through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
Please greet one another with a sign of appropriate peace as you're ready, willing, and able. I love it. Thanks, Brent. And once again, we thank the Lord for giving us what we are able to give to support this ministry moving forward, either in the offering plate this morning or sending that into the church office. The future's so bright, we should all be wearing shades. Only if you got that one. Yeah. I won't go there again. So if you would, please stand and we will sing Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart.
A grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ His Son. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich, because of what the Lord has done for us. And now let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. Give thanks.
Let us pray.
Holy God, gracious and merciful, you bring forth food from the earth and nourish your whole creation. Turn our hearts towards those who hunger in any way, that all may know your care, and prepare us now to feast on the bread of life, Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Let us all say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord's face shine upon you with grace and mercy. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. May the blessings of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always.
Amen.
Please turn to your hymnal for 879.
Is this your first year there?
Yeah.